Mara Hanel. Hi, Mara.
Hi.
Last time we talked, we were in a different space, a different time, a different world. It's changed a lot since you were on the air last with me. How has the COVID-19 situation impacted the Arts Council?
Well, we have, like you can imagine, we have our own direct service programs that have been impacted where we just can't do the things that we normally do to serve the public with art exhibits or different workshops, trainings, a little bit of normalcy around a big reception we would do right now in the spring to honor arts advocates and artists in our area, lifetime achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's delayed and postponed and waiting to see if we can have it occur in July. Our grantees are talking with me often about what they're navigating as they decide if their events can go off as they had planned or if they're postponing for another year. So we've created an amendment form, and they're back and forth doing the best job they can to complete the amendment form. And then if something changes again, which seems like the world we're in, then they'll amend their amendment form, you can imagine.
Yeah.
And then we have a grant, so we're trying to help artists that are normally busy in the spring and summer with gigs. They might have visual art shows, like Art in the Parks, that won't occur, that are their income stream, canceled concerts from some of the festivals that we're hearing now have been postponed for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So artists in our area can apply for a quick turnaround grant of $500 initially right now to receive assistance and see if they can just have some relief. We also have a nice page that Kristen Eggerlein has made on our website that points out towards other services and grants that are available for artists and arts organizations in our area. And we'll keep updating that with what people can apply to. It's kind of different. And of course, at the same time, Ron, we're encouraging, if people are in a healthy place and interested, to create art around this time and to share it out into the world so that we're able to see either beautiful things or people's response to distress and the environment that they're in to reflect the current situation that we all find ourselves in this world. So quite different.
In many ways it is, yes. And how does it affect your planning, Mara, when it comes to the future? Let's say a year from now, are you looking at altering things, changing things? How do you plan beyond the summer and fall?
You know, we are anticipating that the downturned economy will have less money into our budget. So we're making a plan right now for how that affects it. Since a lot of the grants, that a big portion of the money that we put out is in grants, so since a lot of the grants are postponed right now, then we might have just slightly smaller grants rounds, switch some trainings into online trainings, that sort of thing, to just try to keep things moving, people learning if they're wanting to sign up and attend, and have a little bit more normalcy around how we do business. We aren't planning on really changing too much of our staffing. Hopeful that gallery shows, for instance, can remain into the future, since they'll have limited attendance, and just kind of control that with smaller audience sizes and different aspects like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, just kind of taking it as we go and knowing that we'll have less money. So, you know, definitely planning for that also.
Yeah. Well, again, something that's changed our lives drastically, and hopefully, I'm a man of hope, that we get back to a higher level of normalcy as we head toward the summer here, and talk of vaccine for the COVID-19 virus and all that, and the best thing is to keep in touch with your organization as an artist and those who support the art, to find out what's going on, what your progress is in getting back to that normalcy. And to find out more about the Arts Council, what can folks do, Mara?
You know, they can look on our website. It's our name, NorthwestMinnesotaArtsCouncil.org. They can also look at our Facebook. I know we're active on there. And, of course, just send me an email message that, you know, connects with our office to hear how they can connect and learn more. We do have an e-newsletter, and we are going to offer next week a town hall style of meeting. I have a meeting coming up late this afternoon that I'm going to attend that will give more information on what we need to do to kind of complement other things going on in the state. But that might be a nice way for people to join in and hear from each other and hear from us and have a little dialogue around what's going on and what they're both looking forward to and what's a struggle right at the moment as they continue to work. So yeah. I know some people just want to be listened to right mm-hmm. now, honestly. So yep. So keep trying to provide a place for them to process together and not feel isolated and just be able to connect and learn and feel like things will change and get better in the future. So yep.
Yep, support's very important. And again, the Arts Council was based in Warren, Minnesota. They serve Northwest Minnesota, 7-county area in Northwest Minnesota. And their phone number in Warren is area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111. Again, my guest today, Mara Hannell, Executive Director of the Arts Council. Please stay healthy, and we'll talk again in the future, okay?
Yeah, you too, Ron.